Consider this law of physics. When two abnormally electric, lithe, sexy, and winsome actors star opposite one another in an action-adventure film, beauty must repel beauty. And in the case of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, beauty must also kick, stab, and beat the stuffing out of beauty. Joe Morgenstern is the movie critic for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us from member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Help us tell this story, although I expect the premise is by now pretty familiar. A couple of very attractive people who, unbeknownst to each other, kill people for a living.
Yes, I think we've heard that before. The script was written as a thesis for a Master of Fine Arts degree at Columbia University's film school. Simon Kinberg is the guy who wrote it. And if this is fine arts, then I'm in the wrong calling. I think this is simply a plot line that was taken as a pretext and then became completely out of control.
We do want to play a clip, which actually features Vince Vaughn, who's been getting...
Who's very funny in this movie, incidentally, is a sort of a mama's boy. He's Brad Pitt's boss.
She tried to kill me. Yes, she did. And you know what? Gladys tried to kill me, not with a car. At least Jane was a man about it. At least she was upfront about it. But they all try to kill you. Slowly, painfully, cripplingly, and then wham, they hurt you. You know how hurt I used to be over her? And I used to beat myself up? Now I'm great. I got dates all the time. I'm dating all the time. Why? I just woke up from a thing. I'm in my robe.
You live with your mom.
I live with my mom because I choose to, because that's the only woman I've ever trusted.
I'm stretching now, but does the movie have anything to say about the state of marriage or relations between men and women or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. That's the comic premise, suburban boredom. But the premise is completely overtaken by global violence.
Does there come a time when a basic plot line or premise gets repeated so much, you no longer refer to it as derivative, but classic?
Oh, if only we could call this one classic. I think this is simply a pretext for action, and the action is so luridly out of scale with anything we know about human relationships, and violence becomes their aphrodisiac. Well, violence is, I think, failing as an aphrodisiac these days. There's so much of it, and it all looks the same.
Jill, let me ask you a question about the state of the industry generally now. We're told by the trades that receipts are down in the movie business so far.
Severely.
And your analysis?
Well, my analysis is even the kids who turn out every Friday and Saturday night to see the movies that have been filling the studio's coffers, even those kids know that the movies aren't very good. They're just sort of tossed off in the hopes that they can make a killing on the first weekend, maybe the second weekend, before word of mouth, poisonous word of mouth, catches up and drives them out of the multiplexes. And it's, you know, it's, when I say word of mouth, I mean the 16 to 25 year olds, not critics like me who are becoming increasingly irrelevant to the mainstream studio process.
Anything you're looking forward to over the next few weeks this summer?
I'm really looking forward to The War of the Worlds and hoping that Spielberg is back in form and has given us something wonderful in the traditional way of a summer film, because so far there doesn't seem to be any summer. You know, I'm still waiting for the first shoe to drop.
Is there now a real difference between the grown-up part of the movie audience and the teenage, the younger movie-going audience that's there on Friday and Saturday?
Oh, they're parallel universes, and I'm not even sure they're parallel. You know, for me and for, I think, many other people, the big news of the moment is that Jules and Jim is out on DVD.
Joe, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you, Scott.
Joe Morgenstern, movie critic for the Wall Street Journal, this year winner of the Pulitzer Prize, joining us from KCRW in Santa Monica.